Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Now, good morning to you. Yes, this is Emmett Oliver with Breakfast Business. It's great to have you along on this Thursday morning. Coming up on the show in a few minutes, we'll be talking about how many Irish businesses are surviving some of these ill winds that are floating around the Irish and world economy. We'll hear from PwC on their latest insolvency report. And cargo theft, people pinching things out of vans, trucks, etc. How big an issue is this after those Kit Kats went missing there over the last week? And of course, we'll have the latest on what's happening in the markets, including threats on tariffs from Donald Trump and, of course, last night's speech about the Iran conflict. A very brief look at what's in the newspaper headlines this morning here domestically. The Irish Independent are talking about the north side is to get Tesla cars. They say a new Tesla dealership is to open off the M50 in the North City Business Park close to Junction 5 of the M50. Tesla sales have recovered over recent weeks as Elon Musk seems to take a step back from politics. It seems to correlate to rising sales, and it'll be interesting to see if he can stay away and keep those sales up where they were. Over in the Irish Examiner, they're talking about the Six Nations. We know it was a great tournament, but now the financials behind it are also great. According to the Examiner, a profit of €18 million has been reported by Six Nations Rugby Limited, the company responsible for the operation of the tournament. The different federations, including the IRFU, are behind that, and strong numbers. And of course, attendance is very, very healthy during the recent tournament. And over in the Irish Times, they're reflecting on what's happening in the Iran conflict. Consumers voting with their feet and voting with their wallets. Diesel and petrol car sales slump amid oil price spike. They're saying that diesel cars fell by 37% in March compared to the same period last year, while petrol sale cars dropped by 38%. More demand for hybrids apparently is the one area that is holding up reasonably well. So people already straight away taking action in the light of what's happening. A very disappointing speech from a market point of view. Brent oil prices are up 6% already after an overnight speech from President Donald Trump, where he's effectively doubling down on the conflict in Iran, saying it'll be two or three more weeks before the USA might cease hostilities in that area. And share markets and share futures also down. And we'll talk about that later on with one of our market observers. Now, here in studio to look about all of that, but also where insolvencies have been going, because that is really the ultimate metric and almost the heartbeat of the economy, is Ken Tyrrell, who's head of insolvency with PricewaterhouseCoopers, looking at the latest numbers for the first quarter. Ken, you're very welcome to studio.
Good morning, Emma.
There's a lot of things going on, but overall, let's get into the overall figure. First of all, remarkably steady trend. They're just very predictable, the level of insolvency that you're seeing.
Yeah, it's about the most steady they've ever been. Or if you look back over the last 20, 25 years, since 2023, you're probably seeing insolvencies in and around 200 every quarter. It's actually unbelievably stable when you look back historically. So this quarter, there was 212, and the average since 23 has been 205. So I think the story broadly is the Irish economy has been performing well, and insolvency levels are very, very stable at about half their long-term average.
Now, let's dip into two sectors that tend to steal a lot of the oxygen in this area, and rightfully so, because they do have a story to tell of elevated levels. Retail, I think it's quite worrying. We're looking at an almost 50% increase in that area of retail. Tell us what's going on there.
Yeah, in Q1 we saw an increase in retail, and sometimes you do see this after the kind of Christmas trade. Businesses get to reassess, see how their trade went over Christmas. But insolvencies did increase to 50 in Q1, which was a 50% increase in Q4. So retail in itself is accounting for 1 in 4 of
all. Do we know, is it up on the previous January of the previous year?
It's up about 20%.
Okay. Yeah, so it's elevated one way or the other.
It is. And when we look at the retail, it's 1 in 4 now of all insolvencies. So it's a large contributor to the insolvencies in total.
Can you give us a sense of the profile of businesses that are exiting out there?
Yeah, we looked a little bit deeper at the retail sector, just kind of more interested to see what types of businesses. And 40% of those are in the health, beauty and wellness space, and small businesses. Similar to when we looked at hospitality previously, it's the smaller end of the sector we're finding are in difficulty.
Yes, so this is like beauty salons, hairdressers, smaller places to do it, wellness. That's kind of the business that we're talking about here.
Yeah, your kind of smaller SMEs are definitely the ones feeling the pressure. There has obviously been an increase in the cost base there, and that's been felt in the hospitality sector. And we're beginning to see signs of that too in the retail sector as well.
Now, hospitality is an interesting one. Again, you're looking at steady figures, kind of consistent over the last few years, but the actual hospitality insolvency rate of 62 per 10,000 businesses is double the rate for all the other sectors. So it's steady, but not great.
Yes, it's had an elevated state of insolvencies for a couple of years now. The total overall is 27 per 10,000. So with a rate of 62 per 10,000, it is a lot higher than the average. We saw 32 insolvencies in quarter one, which again is remarkably consistent going back to 23. It's typically in around 30 to 35 insolvencies every quarter, but it's probably the most elevated of the sectors when you look at it per 10,000 companies.
Now, there's various reasons somebody can enter insolvency. They can even do a voluntary insolvency themselves, but there's different things going on. We see sometimes the revenue enforcing, sometimes banks and lenders enforce. Would it be fair for me to say, I'm just looking through your figures, it seems to suggest that the revenue are more active, the banks less active.
Correct. In Q1, receiverships, which are kind of lender enforcement, lender activity, were down 60% on Q4. So there was only 12 receiverships in Q1. So the banks shown a lot of patience at the moment. Court liquidations, there was 24 in Q1. And of those, the revenue petitions accounted for 13 of those 24. So the revenue continued to be active, which is kind of continuing the trend we saw from last year.
Yeah, it's hard to know what's going on behind that. I mean, if you look at the banks, they're highly profitable at the moment. Maybe they just feel their loan books are in reasonably good conditions. There's less reason to enforce. A possible explanation?
Yeah, I think there's generally a lot of lender patience there, a lot of restructuring the loans within the banks and kind of working with borrowers to kind of
nurse them through.
Yeah, correct.
Okay, now obviously a lot of people listening into us will be saying, okay, that's Ken Cheryl giving us the latest figures, but we know the next few quarters could be extremely challenging. We're going to see very elevated energy prices. A lot of these businesses are quite energy dependent, you know, right from your hospitality business in particular, they're quite energy intensive. So I know you can't see into the future, unfortunately, Ken, but this is a little bit concerning in the sense that, yes, things are steady and there is resilience coming through the figures, but these elevated ones in hospitality and in retail, and then we're going to be laying this big increase in spike in energy prices. So that's the concern, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's very hard to kind of predict the impact of the increase in energy prices. It undoubtedly will have an effect on different types of businesses. So it's adding to a kind of high cost of doing business for a lot of SMEs.
Because we would have some test run, a trial run because of the Ukraine war in 2022. So you would have had a big ramp up then. And I'm not asking you to go back through your figures, but do you remember, was there a big spike in insolvencies a year later on that?
There actually wasn't that much. And we can say we've been through a pandemic. There's been interest rate increases, inflation increases, geopolitical wars, obviously, as well. And it just, in the Irish market, it hasn't yet translated to any massive spike in insolvencies going back to 2019, 2020. So we just haven't seen that these big macro events.
Yeah, so there's a lot of media noise around the events, but it doesn't necessarily drip down into what you're seeing.
No, it hasn't over the last couple of years.
I mean, it was really just the financial crisis where you did see that big kind of spike in insolvencies. It's reasonably predictable outside of that kind of an event.
Yeah, after the global financial crisis, and it did take a good couple of years for them to kind of moderate and steady after that. But since kind of 2015, 2016, it's actually been very, very steady for the last couple of years.
Now, one of the things that a lot of people want to try and do is keep some of these businesses going and using the SCARP, which is one examinership process that kind of nurses a company through, particularly the smaller ones. But we again, time after time, we hear it's underutilized, the numbers are low. A, are they low? And why do you think it just happens year after year that this process is not hitting the mark?
Well, the numbers are low. There was only 7 SCARPs in Q1, and to date there just hasn't been a huge amount of them, over 100 SCARPs. If we compare it to the personal insolvency arrangements, which is a kind of similar debt level for personal insolvencies, they'd be running at 900 to 1,000 a year. So with maybe 40 or 50 SCARPs in a busy year, it just is underutilized for SMEs. Now, part of that also goes down to the resilience of SMEs, and the insolvency levels are kind of running half the long-term average. So if we do see that picking up, we may see more usage, but SCARP as a process is definitely underutilized and not being used at the moment.
Yeah, you think they would make tweaks to it and readjust it just to make it more appealing, whatever it's missing. I don't know, you're the insolvency person, but it just seems year after year people say it's not used and nothing happens.
Yeah, I think if you look at examinership, which has been around a lot longer and would be reasonably well utilised, and that's aimed more at larger companies, that has gone through kind of a couple of iterations to improve the process. So I think we may see that with Scarpa over the next couple of years. There could be improvements and tweaks to the process as we saw in examinership in the past.
I'm always intrigued by a slight side note you have in these figures, which you have the average lifespan of a company entering insolvency. And I love this one. One particular company has been in insolvency for 54 years.
Yeah.
We have to name this company at some stage.
A company that's
in insolvency longer than some people have been on the planet is a strange one.
It is. The average age of that company was 54 as it entered insolvency. So quite an old company as it entered the process.
Yeah, it's a lot of advisors must be getting wealthy on how long it's been going through the process. The other one you break down is the geography. It's probably broadly pro rata the population. I guess Dublin has the most insolvencies, but Kildare higher, which I was surprised to see.
Yeah, you tend to see maybe it's around Dublin, and it's generally related to where most companies are registered. Dublin does tend to account for 50% of all insolvencies. Dublin, Cork and Galway tend to account for 2/3. And you will see some spikes in Kildare, Meath. Sometimes we've seen that in the past.
One final question, I suppose, on Iran, just before you go. There's going to be, where both of us are agreeing, there's going to be a spike in energy. From what you're talking to businesses, how do they normally manage that? Is it just relying back on their cash reserves? Is it just cutting costs and, you know, cutting costs in other areas? Or are they just reduce the scale of their businesses like the airlines do? They're taking out capacity and so on. Like, what do businesses that you're aware of and you've discussed, how do they get over this sudden increase in electricity and energy prices?
Well, firstly, I think they have to do their best to kind of forecast and budget forward. And that's not easy to try and predict what energy prices will increase. But like any business will then look at its cost base, and it can be challenging to reduce that cost base. There'll be massive focus on cash. And SMEs in Ireland have actually been very good at this after the financial crisis in terms of kind of really focusing in on cash. And then it's really just looking at the budget and forecast. But like, cash is king in a crisis. Mm. So it's really kind of getting the focus on that. And it's kind of managing your working capital.
Like you talk about retail and hospitality. A lot of hospitality businesses don't open all week long now. They're cutting out Mondays, cutting out Tuesdays. So there's a lot of that kind of reduction of the offering to save money.
Yeah, it's an absolute look at your business model. What time of the week, as you say, for hospitality, are they busy? A lot of businesses in the city centre here will work around kind of office hours, and they won't be open at the weekend. So businesses have to look at the business model, have a really good look forward, plan forward, budget, and then a massive focus on cash.
Okay. I don't mean this in a personal sense, but we hope we won't see you in a few months' time with very bad insolvency figures on the back of what's happening in Iran. But for the moment, Head of Insolvency at PwC, Ken Tyrrell, thank you very much for talking to us. Up next, we'll be talking about the subject of cargo theft.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.